Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. So glad that you have taken time to tune into our program this morning. This is Christina Broomfield, and I will be hosting today, Tuesday. With me in the studio is Diana Jennings, and Diana is a therapist at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers. She is one of our directors. She works tirelessly at helping in so many capacities that it would take the entire program to list them all, Diana. So I want to say welcome back.
Oh, well, thank you. Good morning. It's nice to be here.
It is so nice to have you here and get through that horrible traffic you talked about.
Yes. Oh, it was dreadful.
On your way in. We are excited about some new locations, and I just want to turn it over to you and let you talk about them.
All right, wonderful. Well, those of you who listen regularly know that our main campus, as we like to refer to it, is in Troy. We have an east office in Sterling Heights that has been open for quite some time. We have an office in Novi, and now we have two new offices, one in Clarkston, and then one in Plymouth. And we are so very excited to have five locations now for Perspectives.
It's just a bit overwhelming to me, but when I look at the map and I see the locations, mm-hmm. it's as if we're just kind of this covering north, south, east, west.
We sure are. Absolutely.
You know? So the drive should not be an issue.
Right. Hopefully anybody in the listening area is close to at least one of these locations, and they can be assured that they will receive the Perspectives services that they are used to.
Premier services.
Oh, well, there we go.
And our phone numbers are coming up both at our break and at the close of this program. For if you're close to and inquiring about Clarkston and Plymouth, please call the number for the Troy location.
Correct. So if they contact Troy, they will be able to contact the services that are provided at Clarkston and at Plymouth.
So the question always comes, and we started it off yesterday, mm-hmm. Whenever we think about opening new locations, what types of services are being offered? And yesterday we talked specifically about children and the
right.
services offered at these locations. What about our adolescents? I mean, our teens, you know,
yes.
when the brain gets switched off and doesn't switch on for a little bit? First off, you know, we just got to brag about our population here of teens.
I was going to say, I love our teens.
Yeah.
You know, and teens, you know, it sounds so cliched, but teens nowadays have so many more challenges mm-hmm. than we did. And maybe that's the reverse of the cliche, because we used to say, oh, in my day, we had it hard, blah, 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 and, you know, you guys have it easy now. And I think it's very different.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that teens have challenges and stressors that we never even dreamed of having. And they have so many different things that are bombarding them and influences that we just never had. We didn't have the internet. And, you know, when we had the internet, we didn't have the access to the internet that the teens do. And they are walking around day to day with access to the internet and social media and access 24 hours a day to
it's
their
crazy.
Peers,
mm-hmm.
good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, right there is a whole challenge in and of itself. So we do love our teens here at Perspectives. We embrace our teens, and we provide services for our teens at all five of our locations.
And that's what is so amazing, because I know that as new locations are often added, they're added in a slow pace and introducing services a little bit at a time. But we will, across the board, provide full services to our teenagers, which would be 13 to 17.
Yes, 18 for us is considered an adult, and so that's another day we'll talk about the adults, mm-hmm. but 13 to 17 for our teens at all five locations, including Plymouth and Clarkston.
So when we think about teens and the challenges that you mentioned, there's some that are just so predominant.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've done plenty of programs looking at the bully, network bullying.
Right.
We've done the programs about some of the newer diagnoses that we're seeing in some of our kids and mm-hmm. some of our teenagers.
Right.
We're going to pause here to take a break, but when we come back, can we talk about some of the general diagnoses that parents or loved ones might look for in their teenager to see if they even need help?
Okay.
Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers are here to help. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help you with difficult problems such as depression, addiction, anxiety, self-esteem and marital problems, children, teen, and family counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know you don't have to walk this path alone. There's help available and a reason to have hope. Call 248-244-8644 and make an appointment with one of our caring and professional therapists today. For your convenience, we have offices throughout Metro Detroit in Troy, Sterling Heights, and Novi. In addition, we also have new locations in Clarkston and Plymouth. The help you need is a phone call away. So call 248-244-8644.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives, talking with Diana Jennings about an exciting news that Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers has opened up two new locations, Clarkston and Plymouth, available with full services to our teenage population.
Yes.
And I asked you prior to the break, what do we see? You said it's hard. They're back to dealing with many more difficult things than we've ever imagined.
Absolutely.
What is common? What are we seeing? And what should a parent, an uncle, a youth director look for that we, as therapists, are very equipped to work with?
Right. You know what? One of the first ones that I want to mention would be self-injury. This does tend to be something that shows up with adolescents and is an issue that we see, unfortunately, often in our service, and can also be part of other diagnoses and other issues, or a standalone problem. But when I think of self-injury, then the next thing I think of would be depression.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that is so prevalent with our teens, and thoughts of suicide and just depressed mood, low motivation, a lack of interest in doing different activities that they used to like. Another one is withdrawal, and boy, that it sounds in my head like I could be going down a little path here, little tangent, but how does a parent know when it's withdrawal versus being a teen? Because where do you usually find a teenager? You find them in their bedroom, right?
Yes, with the door shut.
With the door shut, doing goodness knows what. So that kind of can put a parent in a situation where they're thinking, well, isn't my teen just being a normal teen? They're mm-hmm. in their room with their door shut, or are they withdrawing? And, that's a complication that obviously can be a challenge to a parent or to a family. Anxiety and OCD. OCD is another issue that I see frequently in my office and with my teens. So not just anxiety or generalized anxiety disorder, but obsessive compulsive disorder. So an offshoot, if you will, of anxiety where a teen is going to be focused on obsessive thoughts that they mm-hmm. can't get rid of that are very disturbing to them and engaging in compulsions, repetitive behaviors that they do over and over that actually cause them stress and cause them anxiety and can create this horrible loop cycle mm-hmm. of relief and then anxiety and a building of anxiety and then relief and so on.
And, you know, when I think of that OCD diagnosis and our, mm-hmm. I think, you know, we, some of these clinical terms have become layman's terms.
Right.
You know, you often are out in just talking with groups and, oh, she's OCD or, you know, he's codependent or something like that. But are we not seeing a rise with OCD with our teens because of the pressure of school and achievement that we didn't see in past generations? Mm-hmm. I know I'm kind of asking your opinion. I know you don't have a research data in front of you, but you work. This is your clientele.
There is absolutely an increase in pressure. And with an increase in pressure and some propensity towards anxiety, there's definitely an increase. And mm-hmm. it is an issue, definitely the anxiety and in some ways the OCD, definitely more of an issue with our current teens. And it can have devastating results too. Those that are very crippled by anxiety or OCD aren't even able to attend school. They're not mm-hmm. even able to go into school. Here's another issue. You mentioned bullying either today or yesterday. And that's another issue that is on the increase. And the stress that's related to the bullying is on the increase. And mm-hmm. I mentioned about social media, and this is another component that makes it even more challenging for a teen in this generation to deal with, because previously you could walk away from your bully once school is done. You could mm-hmm. go home and be safe in your house. Now with online bullying, cyberbullying, it can follow a teen all the way home and into their bedroom and during sleep and so on, and just very, very challenging for them.
And I think, too, even with the violence at the schools,
right?
You know, for anyone that would be high risk for anxiety anyway, at risk,
right?
That certainly can generate moving into a more severe anxiety types of behavior.
Yes.
But I wanted to, as we close out this, I did want to note, often our parents or caregivers don't understand that it doesn't need to be full-blown before children are or teenagers are brought in, that there is a scale of sorts of, if I can just say layman, mild, moderate, severe.
Sure.
You don't want to wait till severe.
Right, right. I mentioned on Monday that early intervention is important with children. Early intervention is important with an adolescent, too. The sooner you get into treatment, the sooner a teen can feel like there's somebody there that can listen and that can help them, the better the outcome. Yes, absolutely. You don't need to wait until they can't go to school mm-hmm. or they've missed weeks and weeks of school or they're in danger of that. Come in early and seek treatment early.
And if you have questions, please, I encourage you to give us a call because we can walk you through it and discuss if your child indeed needs to be brought in.
That's right.
I want to encourage our listeners to visit our website at perspectivesoftroy.com. There will be information about our new location. The number of the Troy location as well as our Clarkston and Plymouth, which is the same number, is coming up. Jot it down and give us a call. Can you be back with us tomorrow?
I'll be here.
Until then.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.